If you're enjoying the warm weather outdoors in the garden, maybe you're familiar with the popular weed killer, Roundup.
Roundup! I'm a loving husband and a real good dad, but weeds just make me rattlesnake mad. Now Roundup has a new sharpshoot wand. I'm sending them weeds to the great beyond. Roundup! Yeah.
Since its introduction in the 1970s, Monsanto has made billions of dollars selling that herbicide all over the world. But new litigation has the agricultural giant on defense as plaintiffs try to argue that the product's main ingredient, glyphosate, is a carcinogen. Here with the story is Liz Crampton, an agricultural reporter at Politico. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, sounds like a pretty innocent product, especially from the commercial. I think we've all seen it. Why did we start to see this problem with glyphosate and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
So, this all circles back to a decision from this international cancer body. It's called IARC. It's part of the World Health Organization. And in 2015, they came out and said that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen for humans. And that prompted this massive class action lawsuit that was filed last year. And thousands of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma patients said that, you know, years of using Roundup, you know, who doesn't have Roundup in their garage to spray weeds in their driveway? Farmers use it as well. That has caused them to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Monsanto didn't do anything to warn them about that risk.
Tell us a little bit about what the science is behind that. Is this, has this been proven by doctors?
So that's a tough question. You know, the science is mixed. We have IARC, which is, you know, international renowned body of scientists and researchers saying that it's a probable carcinogen. But then we also have the EPA that said at the end of last year that they did their own study and analysis and didn't find that risk. So, you know, just like any tough question with science, that there's no, you know, explicit answer.
And of course, we know that there are two cases going on right now. There's a single plaintiff who's taking on Monsanto, and there's a multi-district litigation class action lawsuit. Are those two cases related?
They are. So this one plaintiff was pulled out of the class action. His name is Lee Johnson. He's a former groundskeeper at a school district near San Francisco. And he used Roundup for several years. And then he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's in 2014. And his proceedings have been sped up because he doesn't have much longer to live. And his trial kicked off this week in California on Monday. So that is ongoing right now.
And of course, the Judge Vincent Chhabra of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California ruled on Tuesday that he would allow the class action suit to proceed. Tell us a little bit about that suit.
His decision this week was a really, you know, pivotal moment in the case because he was asked to basically vet the science of the experts, of the plaintiffs and Monsanto's experts as well. And he decided reluctantly, however, that the case can proceed, that they've presented evidence using proper methodology, that they're qualified science, and that a jury can consider that. However, he did really cast doubt on their claims. He didn't seem to be sold that you could make that direct link between glyphosate and non-Hodgkin's, which is, you know, why this is such a tough case and a tough question. So the case is going to proceed, but Monsanto is, spinning it as a win for them, even though, of course, they would rather have the case go away. But the judge did say that any weaknesses in their arguments could be exposed at trial. So that's where we're headed next.
That's Liz Crampton, agricultural reporter at Politico. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we should note that we reached out to Monsanto for comment on these cases. And in a statement, they told us, quote, "We will continue to defend these lawsuits with robust evidence that proves that there is absolutely no connection between glyphosate and cancer. We have sympathy for anyone suffering from cancer, but the science clearly shows that glyphosate was not the cause."